I am joined today by Damian Payne, a track and field runner for the Viburnum Blue Jays, who just signed to run at Columbia, an NAIA school, the Columbia Cougars. He'll be joining his sister Naomi, and Damian is joining me today to talk about that signing. And Damian, was being able to run alongside or being able to see your sister and hang out with her throughout some of the college years, was that your main focus and or your main reason behind signing, or were there other factors?
Yeah, I'd say that was the main reason. And they also have a really good team, and they've been building up and getting better each year.
What kind of success have you had in the 200 and the 400 the past few seasons?
Well, and I've been able to make All-State 2 years, so my sophomore and junior year so far. Hopefully again this year.
Now, you said you've made All-State your sophomore and junior year. What exactly goes into the training program that Coach Rocky has you guys on in order to be able to compete at the highest level during those events?
Well, practices is pretty tough. We're day in and day out every single day, hitting the weight room and the track. It can be hard on you sometimes, and the weekends too. It's hard sometimes. You just got to push through it.
Now, does your family have a history of track runners? Your mom and dad do that sort of thing? What really got you into track?
I was just told I was fast when I was in junior high. And then my sister, of course. My dad didn't really run track. He was more of a baseball player.
Baseball ever an option for you? Or did you, the second you started training for track and got out there on the track, that you decided that, hey, this is what I prefer?
I enjoyed baseball for a little bit, but then I kind of realized that track was the thing for me.
What about being on the track and sort of being in control of your own destiny made you attracted to the sport?
The winning. Winning is a really great feeling. And you know you crossed the finish line knowing you gave it everything is a pretty great feeling.
All right. Well, thanks for the time, Damian, and congratulations on being a Columbia Cougar. And now we're joined by Noah Payne, Damian's brother, who will also be running at Columbia College, the Cougars. And Noah, I asked Damian this, and he said that, you know, one of the main factors in deciding Columbia was the right place was being able to see your older sister do track and field and be able to sort of hang out. But he also said that they have a really good, successful program. What was the reason you decided to sign with Columbia?
Not only getting to run with my sister, but it's a great program, and it'll have really great training partners. And that's the best way to get better in running is you got to run with other people. You can't just go out and run by yourself every day and expect to get better.
So on your visits, were you visiting with other track athletes? Is that how you sort of got the feel that maybe your partners are going to be really good and they were going to push you and all that good stuff?
Well, actually, he's a sophomore there now. When I was a sophomore in high school, he was a senior, and he ran for New Haven, and he was really good then, and he's a really good runner in the program now. And there's a lot of the guys there that I've known that ran together in high school. And it's just good. It'll be good to get to run with them because I know them, and it'll be cool to meet up with my sister as well. So,
in regards to getting into track and field, I know Damian said that he liked baseball, but it just wasn't the right fit for him, but track was. Did you dip your toe in baseball as well and thought, you know what, I just prefer track and field over this?
Well, yeah, I'm going to be playing baseball this year too, and I've played it every year of high school, and I've been playing baseball since I was little, but track and field, it's just my thing. When I'm out there running, it's definitely my thing, and I love running on the track, so...
Sort of the wind in your hair type feeling you just couldn't pass up.
Yeah, that's it. The wind in my hair, yeah.
I notice you do have a longer hair. Is that something you got to put up when you run, or do you?
Yeah, I do put it up when I run, but it's cool to have the long hair because a lot of good distance runners, it just seems they have long hair, and I like the look. So.
All right, then. Very well, very well. Do you know what you want to do when you get to college?
I'm not really sure. I know in college I'm just wanting to run probably the 800 and the mile, and I'm going to major in sports management. That way I can still be around the sports even when I'm done with college.
Now, Damian runs the 200 and the 400, and you run the 800 and the mile. In terms of training, what's the difference between the two?
I have to train aerobically and anaerobically, so... I have to work on my sprints and my long-distance running because running, it's not about how fast you can run. It's about how fast you can run while you're tired. that's how I base my whole training plans off of.
Okay, very well. What are you looking forward to getting out the most of this season coming up in a week?
Well, I'm hoping for great things. I ended my year last year taking third at state in 800, and I'm wanting to do better this year. But the field last year at state, 8 of the top 7 all-state finishers were juniors, so that's always a scary thing to think about for the next year, as we're all going to be seniors wanting bigger and better places than last year. But I'm thinking with the way I've been working and the way coaches haven't had me pushing myself, I think I can do it. I'm wanting at least top 3 again.
What aspects of Coach Sandlin's training do you enjoy the most?
The interval workouts, which is what sounds crazy, but I love running intervals on the track. You got to push it hard on those days. Like, I have my recovery run days where you just go out and you say you just run for an hour, okay? But interval days is you go on the track and you set a goal and say you want to run 10 400s, but your rest is you either walk a lap or you jog a 400 after you run your goal mile pace for those 400s. And it's just, I love doing interval workouts. There's just always been something about them that I enjoy.
Okay, very well. I do appreciate the time that you and your brother gave us today, and congratulations on being able to sign with Columbia College and be a Cougar.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot.
All right, you're very welcome. That is Damian and Noah Payne. They're headed to Columbia College for the fall of 2017 in track and field. They're going to become Cougars in just a few months. Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio.